We exalt your name, we worship you. We thank you because you're a wonderful God that never fails. We thank you because we have come before you. It is only you and you alone that have life and that can give life. We want to thank you for keeping us alive in this season. Lord, you did not make the devil to harvest our life, but you deliver us from up and down and challenges. We say thank you in Jesus' name. Father, it is time to hear your word. Holy Spirit, minister your word alone in Jesus' name. And at the end, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. We want to thank God for this season. We want to thank God for this time. For you and I being alive, we want to give him the glory. It's not our doing, but it's just the mercy of God that has kept us alive and make us to see today. So he has given us another opportunity. Amen. He has given us another chance. And he has given us another reason to celebrate. Amen. Like the believers, we are not celebrating like the world. Amen. Our celebration is different. We see the world the way the world celebrates. Oh, you can go to American Road, you see trees celebrating the birth of Christ. You can go to houses, you see horses. The first time I came to America, it was during this time too. I saw the beauty, especially at night. You see horses, you see angels, you see different things. That is the world system, amen. For our own is different. We celebrate it in spirit and in truth. We celebrate it by showing the world what the Lord has done for us. We want to thank God again that this theme for this year is the great joy. The what? The great joy that the Lord has given to us. Praise the Lord. And we hear the story over and over. You hear about the angels, you hear about Jesus, you hear about Mary. Oh, they are so wonderful. But our Sunday school this morning challenged us. Who is that Jesus? Jesus himself asked that question. He asked it in our memory verse. So who do you think that I am? Amen. When the disciples were answering that question, some say, you are Elijah, you are this, you see, but you are seeing the visual. During this Christmas time, who is that Jesus to you? That's the question we have to ask ourselves before joining the world to do it physically. We're just going to look at it spiritually. Who is this Jesus to us? Amen. What has this Jesus do? We have to do a reflection in our life. Reflect, go and in vernacular, say, go and think deep about this Jesus. You can be in the church. You can be a worker. You can be doing one thing or the other, but who is Jesus to you? Some people among God, Jesus is, only what they know is their healer. Some people is their provider. When you get to a place, what they want to hear is that Jesus come and give me money, Jesus come and give me food, Jesus come and give me dress, Jesus come. But who is that Jesus to you? Jesus has been so long with the disciples. He taught them a lot of things. He showed them his way. But one day he comes and thinks, come, did these people really know me? It is not enough to be a pastor. It is not enough to be a teacher, Sunday school teacher. It's not enough to be a worker. It's not enough to be whatever position you hold in this Jesus, but you just have that question, who is this Jesus to you? Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us about who this Jesus is. Let us look at Isaiah chapter 1, verse 2. This Jesus says, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2, it says, and the people that walk in darkness saw great light. They that dwell in the land, shadow of death, upon them as no light shine. As light shine. Amen. This Jesus has come as the light of the world. Amen. He has come like the light of the world. He was born to be a light to us. Amen. He was born to take us out of darkness into his marvelous kingdom. Oh, he was born to show us who God is and to put that God in us. Amen. That is Jesus. When what happened first? The Bible tells us in, I always tell us what we know, and then you will think. The Bible tells us, John 3:16, say, for God so loved the world, he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not do what perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, it is not enough for us to come and dance and celebrate and quote all passages in the Bible, and that Jesus is not in us. When Jesus is in us, the Bible says something changed in our life. The Bible says we become a new creator. The Bible says old things in us are done one has passed away. The Bible says we now become new. Our lifestyle become new. Our action become new. Our relationship become new. Our friendship with God and man become new. Then you have quality time to spend with the Lord. Amen. Spending quality time with the Lord is not until you lock yourself inside your room, you don't go out. But as you go out, what do you study for that early hour? What is going out with you? What are you going to share with the people? That is our celebration this time. It's a time back home where I come from. It's a time of spiritual retreat. It's a time of accountability. Where you are going to look at yourself from January to December. How faithful I am to this God. Amen. From January to December, how do I study the word of God? How do I memorize the word of God? How do I put the word of God into action? This Jesus has come to deliver us. And the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Let's look at it. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under the heaven among men, which we must be what? Save. There is no salvation in any other way, except from who? From the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not enough for us to say, my name is Mary, my name is John, my name is Peter, my name is Grace, but this salvation must be the principal things in our life. Amen. When this salvation is in us, then we'll be able to go out and tell people about who? About this Jesus. Then we'll be able to stand firm and say, this Jesus is our Lord. Then we'll be able to tell the world of what this Jesus has done for us. Who are the people? Who are the people who celebrate Christmas? These people who celebrate Christmas are the genuinely born again. Those are the people who will celebrate Christmas and it will be accepted on earth and in heaven. Praise the Lord. It's the people that have died to flesh. Amen. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. The Bible tells us from verse 1 to 5. The Bible tells us, say that, Romans chapter 8 from 1 to 5, say that, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemning sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind things of the flesh, But they that are after the Spirit do the things of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. For those who celebrate Christmas genuinely, for those who know this Jesus must walk according to the Spirit. Amen. And we know that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. And that's when that, I think it was our first Tuesday, Daddy was asking questions about the joy, and we were bringing joy and the peace together. Praise the Lord. We were bringing the two to compare. Some say peace comes first. Some say joy comes first. But I look at it. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, say, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And who is this love? Is God. It is the Savior that was born to save us, to redeem us. When we have this love in us, to me and my understanding, every other thing follow. When there is love, every other thing do what? Follow. Joy, peace, long suffering, which many of us run away from. And it's part of those who follow Christ, you will be punished, you'll be persecuted, you'll be right, people will not see it. But because the Bible has given us one thing, say that when we are new in Christ, old things, that means that work of the flesh in our life, we die. So if work of the flesh is not dead in our life, we can't celebrate this Jesus properly. If the work of the flesh is not dead in our life, we can't carry the message. The Bible tells us, look at it in Matthew chapter 1. It tells us that the first group of people who carry the message is the angel. When they carry it, they carry it to obedient child of God. When they got to Mary, what did he say? Let thy will be done. But most of us and I, we are disobedient. We are not obeying the word of God. When I want to cry, I say, ah, God is fast. So God catch Mary when he was young. Because if Mary, maybe it's 20 years, he will mess up again. But I discovered that those days, you dare not spoil yourself and not be a virgin. They will stone the person to death. So there was discipline. They were working with law in those days. But Jesus brought grace. When we talk about grace, grace is to help us to overcome trials in our life. Grace is to make us to stand firm. When you sin, you'll be able to say, no. Today, the word of God is talking to us that there is no room. Remember the story. I'm not going to the story. He came in, but there is no room. The word of God is telling us today, in the church, there is no room. There is no room, no room, no room. All of us, we are no room. If the Holy Spirit will pierce our hearts now, some, maybe they are looking for house rent. Maybe some, they are looking for money to send to their family in Nigeria. Maybe some, something or the other. Some, is this sickness? Oh, God heal me, oh. God heal me, oh. Auntie, heal me, I will serve you. Our heart is just divided. It's just like a marketplace. God creates night again to minister to us. America take night from some people's hand. America take night because when you do night, by the time you come back, you can't sleep within the day. We want to deceive ourselves. You just sleep 3 hours. You wake up because there are a lot of things to do in the day. He took night for us. But we are now going to, I'm just going around like this to let us to know that those who celebrate Christmas are the carrier of good news. They are the carrier of good news. It's not what I tell you. It's my action that will show you that I am a carrier. It's the way I talk that will show you that I am a carrier. It's the way I think that the Holy Spirit will be able to point at me or you that we are a carrier of this great joy. God wants us to be a carrier of this great joy. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 27. Luke 1, 27. Luke The Bible says, to a virgin. Please, if you read, you read for me, please. Verse 27, yes. Was Mary. Mary was a virgin. Mary have a clean heart. Mary submits and ready to submit. And you can see Joseph and Mary, they were loyal. Their life was just like Elizabeth and Zachariah. If we compare Elizabeth and Zachariah, they have challenges, but they stood firm. The carrier of great news are people who stay firm in the Lord. The carrier of great news is people who go around to tell people that somebody loved them. The carrier of great news are people who meditate day and night in the word of God. Praise the Lord. This is a time where we need to go back. It's a time where we need to think and look at our service before the Lord. It's a time where we need to look, how faithful am I? To be faithful is not quite same. It's good to come to the church. It's good to do all the things of the Lord, but are you doing it with all your heart? Some remember a king. I could not remember, and it just came to my heart. A king walked very faithful before men, but before God, there was no record because he did not do it with a clean heart. Anything I want to do that I did not do with a clean heart, we only get scattered at the end of the day, because the Bible says our service will be tried. And when he start with a clean heart, what happened? I spoil it, either with anger or wanting or the other. Let's come back. Let's come back home. Let's ask the Lord to help us. We are called to carry good tidings. We are called to carry good news. We must go out according to Luke chapter 2. Verse 10 and 11, which is the theme. The Bible says, he said that, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. Amen. Verse 11 says, for unto us this day is born in the city of David, which is a savior, which is Christ the Lord. He's born in the city of a savior. A savior was born and is still in our life and is still in our midst to save us. And because he came to save us, he wants us to touch others. Amen. This is the time we have to touch others, not only with physical gift, but with spiritual gift. Amen. Not only, let me send this big gift to pastor. Let me send this. Do you go to that pastor and say, pastor, let's pray together? Do you go to the pastor and say, pastor, you minister like this, but I think this is not how you, this is the way I feel. The pastor will sit down. The leader will sit down. Not only the pastor, he will now tell you what he means. And but that pastor, that leader has learned. Amen. He has shown that what I am doing, people are looking at me. I have a message. Amen. This is the time we need to spread the message. We are the carrier of great joy. We are the carrier of good news. We are the carrier of great tidings. You look at those angels those days. They did not stay back. Amen. As they saw it, they know that it is a great message. From them, they stood up. Amen. Nobody know how long, months that take them to see baby Jesus, but they obey. So as Christians, as we live here today, let's go and spread the great news. Let's live a life in the spirit, not in the flesh. Let allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and let follow. Amen. Man has failed many areas. We have tried. We have kept ourselves. I want to work for God. I want to do the will of God. But along the way, what happened? We failed because we cannot handle it with flesh. But by the help of the Holy Spirit, which we know, in Galatians that it is, these are the things, fruit of the Spirit. When the fruit of the Spirit is in us, when we meditate on His word, flesh will die. Amen. If I see myself getting angry all the time, I used to call myself to caution. I say, something is wrong with you, Grace. You are getting too much for the Holy Spirit to control you. You just have to talk the truth to yourself. Amen. If you wait somebody to correct you, you will miss it, because the person will not, you may take it high, you may take it low, you may take it just like that. Amen. But when the Holy Spirit ministers to you, and you are ready, let me tell you, I say, where we used to repent. I have done this thing, oh, I've done it too. We go and do it again. We have done this thing, oh, hey, why do that? It is flesh, yo. You go and after some time, you'll be adamant to that character. We will do it, you will not, because Holy Spirit is tired of correcting you. He will leave you. May Holy Spirit not leave us in Jesus' name. May He keep on correcting us. That's why we have to allow the work of flesh to die in our life. Amen. So all to be able to carry this great news, we must repent. Amen. We must repent from old self. We must tell God that, yes, come 2020, my life will never remain the same. But let it start from now. Do not look at anybody. Look at yourself. If a small child minister, look at yourself. If the bishop minister, look at yourself. If nobody minister, minister to yourself. And as we go out to celebrate this Messiah, as we go out to tell the people about the hope of their tomorrow through this Jesus, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. He told us in Matthew, you know it very well. He said we should go. He said we should tell them. He said we should minister to them. Who have you ministered to? Who have your life ministered to? Who is this Jesus in your life? How do you go about this Jesus? How you go about this Jesus with a new dress? I remember when we were young in Nigeria, during the Christmas time, our parents will buy us dress. We will not stay in the house, so. When we come back from church, not only that church alone, before that Christmas, you know, hot iron, we call it stretching comb. They will have burned our head than anything because we want to celebrate Christmas. They will just, some people here, you see red, some people, middle of their head, their comb has cut in the head. And then they will come, they style us, we carry our small bag, we go to our auntie's house. Yeah, we were young. We were celebrating Jesus. But a time come, in our life, we grow to know that Christmas time is a time of retreat, a time of separation, a time of counting back and coming back to the fire. The Lord will help us. Our 2020 will refire in Jesus' name. When we are walking according to the Holy Spirit, according to the work of the Spirit, all this prayer we are praying, before we open our mouth, heaven will honor us. Some of us will let the pastor. They will fast and pray. Some of us, like Pastor Debayo, when you come, we will pray overnight. God has showed him what he's going to do in our midst. But where is the vessel to receive those things? God has told Baba Major what is going to happen. Where are the vessels to carry it? Sometimes you take it, you drop it. Sometimes you go, you will not leave the door. When we were young, we watched a film. That film talked about the male son. That woman is a fine Christian, a worker in the house of God. He prayed, he bring people to the Lord, but his character is zero. He's zero. We watch it. My children can tell you that story. I love watching. I show them. That day they brought his blessing. He came quite all right to the church, but he was angry with somebody. The angel took the blessing and gave to somebody that had become a yabeji before. Yabeji, go again, get three. Ha! And God opened her eyes after the angel have gone. What am I talking about? When we come, let flush our spirits. Let the word of God beat us secretly. Then it will bless us openly. Then if somebody cheats you, God will seize that person in peace. Let me tell you, our God is a God of war. Amen. The Bible says he's a savior of the whole world. The Bible says he has come to deliver us, take us from darkness, and give us his marvelous light. Amen. So he will not allow the devil to cheat those who follow him. Amen. But we will be tried. Don't be deceived. We will be tried though. That thing you love most, God may not give you that time. You may fast and pray. One of our mother in the Lord said, anytime we go to Ajebo camp, he kneel down and he call on God. God will answer her. What that particular time he took the issue, he fasted 10 days or 14 days or so. After the fasting, God says, it's not time. Stand up. You can't bribe me with fasting. Some of us think we bribe God with fasting. Some think we bribe God with tears. God says, stand up. I'm not giving you now. Carry your bag. Go and eat your food and go home. What am I saying that? But it's good for us to have a close relationship with God. You see, Pastor Delaney will tell us, he will go deep into the Bible. He will give us the ABC of the Bible. Amen. Daddy Emiola will tell us the Hebrew interpretation. They have break this word of God for us. Mama, they will come with story. We tell you the story of the Bible very well. And Pastor Adebayo will come and put us into Jack. Prayer. Tick, 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 tick. What am I saying? All these things, what has it done in your life from January to December? The Bible says, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Let us reason together. Let us look at our lifestyle and let's ask God to turn our life around. Let the celebration of this year make a turnaround in our life that people may be able to point at us. Your patience will be tried, though. Your patience will be tried. You may even be right, yes. And people say you are wrong. And they want God wants to see whether you are patient or not. Amen. So we have to go back to the Lord that the Lord help me. Lord help me. He has released blessing for us this morning. But how many of us are taking the blessing home? Pray, I will not drop my blessing, either in the church or at the door or in my house. Amen. I will not drop it. Pray that the word of God will dwell richly in my life. Amen. Pray like I'll be a carrier of great joy. Amen. I'll be a carrier. I'll carry it everywhere I go. People will see Christ in me. Those who are carriers of great joy are God's disciples. Amen. They carry the news of salvation. They tell people and they see it in them. They walk before him and they give this salvation to people. And people can testify. Amen. The carrier of great joy know that all that they have belongs to God, not to them. Amen. Not to them. That anything God say release, they release. Because let me tell you, if we all closer, if the trumpet sound like this, are you going with your house? No. Are you going with your money? No. Are you going with your dress? No. You are not going with anything. Try dead from sleeping. When you, maybe you hold money, no children, when we are young, we have money, we keep it, we hold it like this. By the time we sleep deep, what happened? Our hands open, the money open. Why don't we allow God? Tell God I am sorry. I tried, but I didn't do well. In this 2019, I want to enter 2020 with repentant heart. I want to enter 2020 with genuine salvation. I want to enter 2020 with declaration. Some of us in the church, we thought we are born again. Many of us may not be born again. We are being religious. We are religious because we are being a circle. If they ask us, when were you born again? Tell me your experience of salvation. Either some lie or just the way they say it. A man of God minister, he said something. He said that there is a man in his church for 10 years, good gospel church. And one day he came for something. He was just talking to the man. The way the man was answering, he asked the man a question again. The man answered, this man, there is a command in his Christian life. Then it was, you know, pastors, they don't want to offend members sometimes. They always say, ask whether he's born again. Ask whether he's born again. Ask yourself. Nobody will ask you, am I born again? Am I a genuine child of God? The man of God, someone called you and said, ah, brother, you know, when the man of God, someone called you, That means that man is a big man. He's not a small boy that you can just, hey. So he said, brother, are you born again? And yeah, pastor, you should know, Baba Maja, you should know that Mama Maja is born again. If they ask where your boy is born again, better say, let her answer with her mouth too. Because salvation is personal. The man said, he said, pastor, you should know. Say, no, ask. Tell me your experience of salvation. Do you know experience? He said something. He said, when I came to the church, somebody minister and talk about salvation. From that time, I was touched. And I start to live like that. Is that salvation? Zero. Salvation, you will realize that you are a sinner. And you will come to the knowledge of repentance and accept Jesus. That's why when Pastor Delaney talk about salvation, he will send people to 1 John. We begin 1 John, begin the book of John. We'll be telling you about spiritual things, and you begin to grow. And your heart will tell you that you are born again, because you come before him, fall before him, cry before him, repent of your sin, and he will lift you up. Amen. If you have not come to that stage, you have come to the stage that when I come, Baba Maja, praise me. Grace Amajo. Jane. Oh, Rose. Oh, Mary. Oh, this. They praise you. It's not enough for your salvation, no. That's why the Bible says, walk after your salvation with fear and tremble. You must be genuinely born again. Then you will be a carrier. As you carry, God will help you. Amen. You then begin to see all things in your life. The grace of God will grant you the grace to do what? To shift them away. You begin to see the things I used to do, I do them no more. It's a different thing when Jesus come into my life. Then your lifestyle, your talking, your family, your friend, even the church you attend to, they'll begin to see that Jesus in you. Are you born again? If you are born again, are you growing in faith? If you are growing in faith, are you faithful to that call that he has called you? Let us bow our heads. Tell God, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Visit me afresh. Make me a carrier of good news. People who carry good news have testimony. Father, I want testimony of genuine salvation. I want us to be on our feet. I want us to cry to God this morning. We are to carry the great news. We are to carry the news of salvation. I want you to talk to God. You have been hearing the word of God from January to December. Are you born again? Are you a carrier of great news? Are you a carrier of great news? If the trumpet sound today, with that master, do you well done? Are you living in the spirit? Are you among those that God can be proud of? Let's leave pastor and human, but let's look unto God. Can God be proud of you? Are you obedient to the word of God? Open your mouth and tell to God, Lord, make a new me. Make a new me. Forgive me. The message is for everybody, including the preacher this morning. The message is for every one of us. We have to go back to the Lord. We have to ask God for mercy so that all this prayer we have prayed this morning may be very effective in our life. We may be able to touch our nation. Everything is happening. Three people change a nation. How are we not able to change a nation? It's because of our unfaithfulness. Tell God, Lord, have mercy upon me. I want to be a carrier of great joy. I want to be a carrier of great joy. Lord, have mercy. Anything in my life that is disturbing me, bitterness, anger, unforgiving spirit, spiritual laziness, unfaithfulness, that is in me that is not allowing me to carry this new. Father, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. While Pastor Delaney, please come and round off. Deliver me. Pastor Delaney, deliver me. Ask God to deliver you. That's what to deliver you so that you may be a carrier of great news.
Shall we pray? Let's pray.